This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, December 1st. Well, cattle markets showing some pretty resilient strength here, even though there have been some times where the market seems to be coming under some pressure. Yesterday was one of them, but today we're back up again. So the market's holding together very well. Feeder cattle yesterday performing even better. We had an outside day higher in feeders and getting some strong follow through this morning. So the market on an impressive run here. The feeder cattle index, of course, is showing some strength as well. It is up $1.35. We're sitting at 138.90. So as we head into this first week of December, usually that's a seasonal high. The packers are going to get bought what they need to for the Christmas holiday. And then once you get past Christmas, demand for high quality beef cuts tends to drop off significantly. And we do look to have more beef available to the market. But we're certainly enjoying this rally higher here as the market pushes into new highs for feeders and gets back to some important highs in the live cattle trade. Cash trade last week was about steady at 110 on the Fed trade, 173 on the dressed. Box beef values were higher yesterday. Choice was up 83 cents at 244. Select up 175 at 222. The spread was down 92 cents at 21.25. Movement 84 loads. Slaughter rates on Monday, 119,000 head. That's down 1,000 from a week ago and steady with a year ago. Average trade last week around 110 on the Fed trade. We did see some trade at 112 on pretty light volume. We knew we'd have a full kill week this week, and yet the packers really didn't get that aggressive with their cash purchases. So that's something to take note of. Usually we see pretty big numbers trading, as again, usually you see the peak of your purchasing this week. That is still down 8 from a year ago. Dress trade at 173, that was up 1 in the week, down 14 from a year ago. Dress weights were steady at 842 pounds, but still up 5 from a year ago. Now, the dress weights have come down significantly compared to a year ago. We've been running 30-some pounds over for months, and now that is starting to come back down into alignment. Steer prices at 140 were unchanged on the week, but still down 8 from a year ago. Prime rib up 31 on the week at $495. That's just a phenomenal number. And it's up 80 over a year ago. On the flip side of that, 90% trimmings are down 40 from a year ago at 202, which is about up 1 from last week. Year-to-date slaughter, federally inspected slaughter, running 3.5% lower than a year ago. Cow slaughter down 1.5%. Dress weights are up 2.6%, and beef production is down 0.9%. So a lot of numbers there, but by and large, that's pretty much where we've been all year. Cow slaughter and federally inspected has been notably lower than a year ago. So obviously, we're not seeing a lot of herd liquidation here, and because you'd see that cow slaughter be a higher number. The box beef values continue to hold strong. That's supporting the cash trade. We expect that packers will have to step up here to make up for some light sales last week, unless they see something happening at the retail sector. But, you know, we've been strong with the retailers stocking up, expecting that we'll probably have another economic shutdown or just more people staying at home voluntarily. That usually makes a run on the grocery stores. And they don't want to be caught short this time around. So we're seeing a huge increase in retail demand that's driven up box beef values. Packer profits have been huge. And that's translated a little bit into the cash fed trade, but not as much, obviously, as the feedlots would like. So we expect that we'll continue to see firm prices, at least for this week. And then we'll see where things go after that. As we head into next year, again, we expect to see volume increase. And weights probably stay the same until you get into the spring when we had the major shutdowns of the packing plants last February and March. That's going to create some skewing of the weights and skewing of everything. So to compare it to a year ago starting in about February is going to be difficult to do. But the bottom line is as we move forward, at least for the first quarter, we expect that we're going to see a notable increase in market-ready cattle. And the question is the economy strong enough to absorb it? Exports have been great, and our weaker dollar has supported that. So that's helping, but we'll see where we go. I do think that the rally that we've had here is a chance to put on some hedges and start leaning into the short side of this market I think once we get past the holidays, it's going to be a different story. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.